Security along America's borders with Canada and Mexico remains tight. Twice as many U.S. agents are patrolling the southern border, looking for potential terrorist suspects. America's war on terrorism appears to be helping the war on drugs. The amount of drugs seized along the Mexican border fell 80% over the last 2 weeks, compared with the same period last year. A Customs Service spokesman says drug dealers realize it would be risky to ship their stuff right now. Since the terrorist attacks, Mexico has increased vigilance on its side, too, strengthening patrols at airports and major crossing points. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
Before the suicide crashes in Washington and New York, some 25,000 people a day crossed back and forth between this dusty northern city and Laredo, Texas. Traffic has since plunged 40% as increased security creates long lines of cars waiting to cross. On a recent late night, about 7 out of 10 vehicles passing into Mexico are thoroughly searched by customs agents. Even at this hour, the crossing takes over an hour. Foot traffic at the bridges has also slowed, and the hundreds who daily try to cross illegally say they're now up against new, impossible odds.
They're treating us like animals. You flee for the hills, and they come after you with helicopters and dogs and on motorcycles.
This 21-year-old Mexican from the southern state of Oaxaca wakes from a doze on a sidewalk near the border fence. He's trying to regain his strength before testing his luck again in the morning, hidden on a freight train.
This morning at 6, I was on the train and didn't notice a patrol officer. He pulled me down and I almost fell under the train. It was moving fast. We both fell and he landed on me. Then another one dragged me by my shirt to the patrol car.
These days, both U.S. and Mexican patrols are on the lookout for bigger game, anyone who might be linked to last week's terrorist attacks. Daniel Barba is the regional immigration director in Nuevo Laredo. He says in recent days, Mexican agents have picked up several dozen of what he calls Arab or Hindu-looking people, but none have been tied to the plane crashes, and the numbers are not unusual.
El número es normal, porque de cada...
The number is normal. It's a really low number that we catch. For every 100 Central Americans, one or two are from other areas, in this case, Arab or Hindu.
Barba says several police units and the army are patrolling the vast, unpopulated stretches of border, far from official cross points. It's too much land to cover effectively, but much of it is marked by broiling deserts and rugged mountains, regions nearly impossible to pass anyway. In sharp contrast, Mexico City's international airport sees tens of thousands of travelers daily, and security here is on high alert. New private security guards in bright orange uniforms dig deeply into every bag as passengers check in. The international boarding areas are being restricted as well, and picture ID is required at check-in and when boarding a flight. Mexican officials say they're in close daily contact with their U.S. counterparts and will keep up their vigilance indefinitely. U.S. border officials declined to comment on whether they're satisfied with Mexico's efforts, citing national security concerns. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Nuevo Laredo, Mexico.